right now. Let's go to Oklahoma. Brett has a question for us. Brett, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, tell us what's going on with this garage and your challenges there.
Well, we have a 30-foot by 40-foot garage attached to a walkout basement, and the garage is cinder block construction with a flat 4-inch thick concrete roof that doubles as an uncovered patio for the ground floor. Just kind of a neat setup, except that the garage is hot and humid in the summer and holds the heat, and then cold in the winter. And we need some help with how to best insulate the garage and what would be the best way to seal and protect the patio surface or the roof. Garage roof.
Okay. All right. Well, you sent us a great picture. I appreciate that. Nice looking yard. Nice looking setup here. Beautiful flag out front. I like all parts of it. But the cinder block construction, though very, very durable, is not the greatest insulator in the world. And just like you said, it'll always have that fluctuation in heat and cold. Couple different things that you could do. Let me ask you, on the inside walls, I assume that you still have it's just the exposed concrete block.
Yes, it's painted, but it's exposed, and then the ceiling or the bottom of the roof is just bare concrete.
Wow, that's like a fortress there.
It's like a bunker.
Yes.
That's a good place.
Pretty
when
good
those
tornado shelter.
Yeah, when those Oklahoma tornadoes fire up, I know where you're going to be hanging out. But I'll tell you, for a lot of times with pulling a car into especially during the summer, you're pulling a hot car into a hot garage, it's going to be very, very warm. And we've seen a lot of people install through the wall exhaust fans that have a louver on the outside, and you have a thermostat on the inside. So the thermostat may be set for 90 degrees, 95 degrees, whatever, and so it automatically will turn on and blow that air out. Now it's pulling air, through whatever little crack and crevice around the carport that you have. So that helps considerably in really minimizing the heat. That's a pretty good way of doing that. And even with a concrete block wall, it's not that hard to basically put a 12 by 12 or a 12 by 16 fan in there. And you can order them. I know one place is W.W. Granger catalog that I've ordered a lot of these from. And you can just basically just cut it out with a circular saw with an abrasive blade, install it, and then you'll have to have the electricity on the inside of it to power it. So that's one way from that standpoint. But when you're talking about the cold weather, Joe, I don't know, other than creating, even if you put insulation or even 1-inch foam on the inside walls, it's still not going to help. It's still not going to provide a heat source in there.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Brent. This is a pretty common question for attached garages. And you can add insulation to the roof and to the walls, but it has minimal effect. Now, in the winter, it's probably not much of an issue because you're not using, any heat that's in there. Cold is going up to the sort of patio above, but you're probably not out there, right? It's more in the summer, not the winter, that you're using the patio, the concrete patio. Is that correct?
Yes, but surprisingly, it doesn't get that hot on top.
I think I agree with Danny. Ventilating the garage would be a great idea. And if you don't want to cut a hole, I see you have a couple of windows out back of that. Maybe you can tuck the fan into one of those windows. And that would get rid of the humidity as well, which is probably more important than the heat, because you want to get that hot, that
yes.
moist air out.
Yes.
Then as far as you're asking sealing the top surface, the concrete patio surface, what is on that surface now? Is it painted?
Yes, just painted.
Okay. Well, once you commit to paint, Brent, you're pretty much, you've got two ways to go. Either you can clean it, remove any loose paint, and repaint it, or, we typically don't recommend painting concrete because it creates a maintenance issue, within a month or a few years or whatever, where you have to constantly repair it and paint it. We usually prefer take off the paint and put on a stain. Now, of course, you could just build right over it if you have room, between the bottom of your doorways and this patio. You can put decking down. I mean, there's a lot of other options. Have you considered that, maybe decking over it?
No, I hadn't really. We only lived here a few months.
Okay.
So I haven't got that far, but I was wondering if sealing that top, if there was any moisture going through the concrete into the garage part, if I needed to seal that to protect that.
Because I see. You're concerned.
It's in really good shape.
Right. So you're concerned with moisture passing through from the top down into the garage.
Yeah.
Well, concrete is porous, So that could be the case, in which case ventilation would be the easiest way to get rid of that moisture if it is passing down into the garage, is just to ventilate it out with a fan.
Okay.
All right. Well, certainly hope we've been able to point you in the right direction there. Certainly a very unique structure you have there, and but I think you'll find some good results with that exhaust fan. But thanks so much for being with us here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Okay. Enjoy your show and your website. Thank you.
All right. Great. Thank you very much, Brett. Hey, it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Everybody knows how pivotal a lawnmower is to yard maintenance, but it's not a do-it-all tool. The key is a tidy-looking lawn is a great string trimmer. DeWalt 60V FlexVolt string trimmer is designed to maximize control and minimize stress so that you can precisely tackle every angle of your sidewalk or driveway. That's because it's lightweight and its ergonomic design comes with a speed trigger, giving you full control of every cut. Its high-efficiency brushless motor creates long-lasting run times. Plus, the string trimmer is powered by a 60-volt max FlexVolt battery that powers not only 60-volt max tools, but is backwards compatible to work with 20-volt max tools. Pretty versatile tool, and you can find out more about DeWalt's 60-volt FlexVolt string trimmer by logging on to homedepot.com.
Want to remind? That's the only way to go with string trimmers. I have two gas-powered string trimmers, mm-hmm. and then I got a really nice Echo models. Then I got a cordless one, battery-powered. I don't use the gas ones anymore.
Yeah, I know it. I'll tell you what.
I'm going to sell them. I know it.
They certainly, and I think that's happening little by little. You know, it's replacing. I have so many cordless tools now, and have a really, really good one like you're talking about. And then the leaf blowers as well, to be able to have these leaf blowers that have the variable speed and the locking triggers, that's pretty cool. With the new house I'm building, I'm using that every time I'm down there to blow out the whole house. I just clean the whole darn thing out. I can't stand not having it nice and clean.